Yeah.
We had the settler reunion there.
Uh-huh.
Had a big old beef, all kinds of fresh beef we could eat.
Yeah.
Barbecue, freezing.
Yeah.
And we went there one day and we had to ride a streetcar to go. I did.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle took me up there. And my daddy told him to stay with me. Well, okay. I went to that old picnic ground and I met my cousin and my half-sister, and we all three got together. Went walking around the picnic ground. And my cousin said, "Beep, beep, boy." And George come by and spoke to us, and Clarence was with him. She said, "That little curly-headed guy with George's mind if I never get him." And I said, "Well, by jacks, you can have him. I wouldn't have him on a bet." And she said, "Boy, I'm going to get him today. It's the last thing I ever do." Well, we walked on around cutting up like three gals would do, you know, teenage gals. We all had a little money. And my husband walked up to me and said, "Let's go get some cold drinks." And I walked off.
Uh-huh.
And I done this with her. I just kind of behind me like that. Boy, she made the awfulest face at me that ever was. And we walked on, we went on around the picnic ground. We stayed together all day. And the second or third person I met on the picnic ground was my daddy. He said if he saw me out of pocket, he's going to whip me. And I knew what he meant.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "Daughter, you get around down where Beulah is that you're going home with her." He said, "If you don't, I'm going to take you home with me in just about an hour from now." I said, "Yes, sir, Father." And he said, "I mean you get around down where Beulah is and you're going home with her." I took my clothes down to go home with my sister that lived out here close to the brickyard.
Mm.
I was going home to spend a week with her.
Because
my other sister had done spend a week with Annie and George. And Papa would not let me go on account of Bill Goda.
Because he knew you should see him then.
Well, he knew me. He knew if I went to Annie and George, I'd get to be with Bill.
Uh-huh.
But he caught me with Clarence.
That's so funny.
And he didn't say a thing.
Uh-huh.
Only he said, "Daughter, if you're going home with Bill and Ned, get yourself around there."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Okay, Papa."
So you did, huh?
Uh-huh. Clarence said, "My goodness, that old man cut pretty short." I said, "Well, he told me he didn't want me out of pocket today." And I said, "Because I'm in your pocket, I'm out of pocket."
Uh-huh.
And so we walked over there and sat down with my sister and her husband. It was getting up in the evening then.
Yeah.
And Ed said, "My golly. Julia Lee," said, "you young people don't want me sitting here, but there's a bunch of married couple, Annie and George and several of them sitting around there talking." I said, "You young people don't want me sitting around here." I said, "Ed, you don't know what Daddy said to me. Papa said to me," he said, "no, Daddy, what that old man said," and he bought a big old. He said, "He's so afraid one of you kids get out of his pocket and he won't get to hold you, then what's going to do?" And Beulah said, "Good Lord, sis," said, "don't sit here with us." Said, you and Clarence have got something to talk about besides sitting here with a bunch of old married people." And I said, "Well, I ain't going to get up and walk around the picnic ground anymore." And Clarence said, "No, we better stay put." Said, "We'd kind of sit over here, so we got us a bench kindly." Directed my brother-in-law come around there and said, "Julia Lee, you want to go to that show over there, you and Clarence?" They had little shows on the picnic ground. And I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "That's a good thing." Said, "We whip the old man one way or the other." So we went over there and got in the tent and the show.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't come out to time for us to go home. That's what Ed said. Said, "Well, me and Clarence sat side down. My brother-in-law sat on the other side of Clarence." Of course, he was in there with me. Papa couldn't say a thing because my brother-in-law was sitting right there with me.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wasn't a button then. But then he went on home then. And I went home with Beulah and Ned. I didn't see Papa anymore. I went home with Beulah and Ned, but I sure didn't have no good time all that week because my brother-in-law and my sister just